This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. Second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Our last caller last hour was Ted, and Ted wasn't lying. He did join the Maryland Hunting Coalition before he went fishing this morning, and you can too. MDHuntingCoalition.org. Hit the join button. It's very simple. It takes about 2 minutes, and you're a member. No charge to join the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and it gives you a voice in Annapolis. But you don't have a voice if you don't have a vote, so we ask you to register to vote. That's vitally important. And we have a challenge here today from Jim Umhoff. Uphoff is on the line waiting for me to get through. Hi, Jim. I hear your dog, Jim.
Yes, my dogs are not behaving themselves. My apologies.
Give him another biscuit.
I can do it at the moment.
I got you. Give him another biscuit. That's all.
Something. I don't know.
There you go.
Hopefully it'll calm down.
Yep, I got you. All right. Let's see. Before we launch into fish habitat, we've got a caller on the 800 line. Hang on there a minute.
Sure.
Jim? Good morning, Morgan.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine.
What's up?
That New Jersey bear?
Yes, sir.
The behavior of that bear indicates it was habituated to humans. It was habituated to being fed.
Well, of course. Yeah, they probably fed the thing in the park and, you know, got used to being around, and the kids didn't give up their granola bar, and, you know, that's it. So
The saying among biologists is a fed bear is a dead bear.
That's true. Exactly
and
right.
That's true with any animal. Most of the coyote attacks that you hear about are animals that are habituated.
Sure, people that put food out for them. Absolutely.
Absolutely. On my way to a coyote complaint right now.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Where did I see one? I saw one at a taxidermy shop out in Frederick, on the Frederick Montgomery County line the other day, and it was a big dog. It was a big dog, probably over 40 pounds. It was a big male. So
that's a big coyote.
It is a big coyote. Yep, huge. Yep.
I'm hoping I see a couple here in about a half an hour.
I hope you're right, indeed. Now, tell me about the sturgeon. You also have that on there.
Yeah, there were some sturgeon, some gravid females that had been located by Maryland Fisheries. I was just wondering if you had any more information about that.
I saw that it was on their website, but I haven't followed up on that. That was the first case of a mature female sturgeon found in many, many years in the Chesapeake. And if you've ever, I don't know if you've ever been to the hatchery in southern Maryland, but they've got a huge tank of potentially breeding sturgeon there, but they've got to be 15 years old. I mean, they're a very prehistoric creature, got to be 15 years old and about 9 feet long before they could actually breed.
Yeah, and I've caught two in my life.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nets, I'm guessing.
I'll tell you about it later.
I was just fishing for catfish, officer, when this thing bit. But anyway, all right. That's about as much as I know about it. So, but it's good to see. It's good to see. So,
all right, very good.
All right, thanks, Morgan.
Carry on.
Bye bye. There he goes. Now, Jim, how are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine.
We got the dog settled down a little bit. It's all good.
Well, yeah, you never know.
Yeah, I know. We're talking about fish habitat.
Sure.
And it's not just fish habitat that we're talking about. It's more of an overall approach to fish habitat, starting right here on dry land. Am I correct in that?
Yeah. Really, what we're doing is looking at fish habitat from a watershed perspective, and that starts, you know, anywhere the land's draining into any water body, has an effect on the water itself, both the supply and the water quality.
Right.
And that in turn has an effect on the fish productivity or the productivity, and then that in turn, you know, is what fishermen rely on.
Yeah. Land conservation is fish conservation.
Yes, that's our kind of our mantra. We tried to keep it fairly simple.
Yep.
But what happens on the land affects what happens on the fish. Really, what we're doing is trying to put numbers behind what most fishermen and hunters know as well, is that when land gets developed, it usually doesn't mean good things for hunting and fishing. And so we're trying to get some numbers behind this so that we can talk to land planning agencies, local governments, state governments, et cetera, about mm-hmm. Trying to come up with ways of developing that can do as little harm as possible.
Right. So what you're saying basically is the more we develop, the more we build, the more parking lots we pour, the more streets we pour, the more infrastructure we put on land, the more effect that has on our fisheries habitat, and in particular, the Chesapeake Bay.
It's both the amount and kind of how it's spread out. One of the things which is essentially what is labeled smart growth is if you can somehow concentrate growth, at least you're leaving leaving more land. And of course, you know, there are policies that are aimed towards reducing the impact of developed land, but really our best indicator of the level of development is what's known as impervious surface. And that's really some of that infrastructure, things like roads and parking lots. It's also roofs. Anything that's hard, that rain doesn't wash off of, it can be measured in various ways, and it gives you a pretty good idea of how developed land is.
Right, of course. roofs and parking lots and things like that. Now, you know, we see these guys paving with asphalt, which is not the best. I followed a concrete truck in Southern Maryland that had a sign about they have concrete. What is it called?
Is it impervious?
Pervious. Yeah.
Impervious pavers.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Which means that the water can actually soak in and through the concrete.
It soaks in through the. They usually have these pavers have basically like holes in them.
Mm-hmm.
They're not solid structures. So the idea is for some of that to be able to, that water can drain through. Now,
right.
The other part of that, of course, is when you keep driving cars over stuff, it compacts the soil.
Right.
And, you know, compacted soils are another form of impervious surface. But those kinds of things certainly can help, but they don't have the ability to do a huge offset,
right.
You know, once things get really developed.
Sure. So people need to understand the link between increasing the amount of homes in an area, the runoff that comes from those homes, and why the big push to put lots of greenery, lots of buffers, lots of land, you know, lots of to basically not necessarily filter that water, but take the sting out of all that water rushing into whatever grease and oil and everything else is on that parking lot, kind of abate that a little bit before it gets to the local waterways, which can then turn and flow into the bay, correct?
Right. I mean, the idea behind it, at least, is to attempt to mimic nature and, you know, produce, same kinds of flows,
right.
Produce nutrients and contaminants and so on. And that's a very tall order.
It is.
Structures can do some things very well.
Right.
But them as being, unfortunately, being the answer to our problem, that you can, you know, drop a city in a, you know, on a stream,
right,
and still expect to have that stream have the same natural characteristics of pools and riffles and deadfalls and things that, you know, are the natural,
right,
habitat. Because there's also, you know, this, it's kind of, as I, the more I look at this and the longer I've been around, I mean, you know, the, when you start reading some of the scientific literature and kind of making the connections, the how these watersheds function are pretty amazing. Because, I mean, even things that you don't appreciate, like, you know, the leaves falling, well, when they fall in your yard, you don't appreciate them. When they fall in the forest, you think they're great.
Right.
And in fact, there's a, you know, those leaves are kind of the basis of the organic matter. It gets into some little street, tiny part of the stream. It gets all shredded up into,
sure,
little components. It flows down, and the next spring, that's the basis for basically, it's the basis for fish food.
Gotcha.
Zooplankton blooms are related to organic matter,
mm-hmm,
that's deposited in the watershed. And when you have a suburb, basically you're cutting, first of all, that just gets cut off. A lot of streams get bare, at least have been, and still probably do get buried completely. Sometimes they're put in pipes. You get lawns instead of trees. You know, those connections all break down. And it's real, you know, these things are there's just a lot of complexity there that we don't understand very well.
Right.
And so in, you know, kind of overall, it's not the best thing that's going to happen to fish habitat.
Right.
Fish.
I got you. Yeah, we get the picture that development is eventually winds up harming the environment, especially when it comes to fish habitat, relates to fish habitat.
So, well, it's not the environment we necessarily have, you know, are comfortable with. You know, there's still something there, but, you know, the expectation that, you know, you're going to have the same,
right,
yellow perch fishing in a, you know, out way out someplace, and, you know, where it's fairly rural,
right,
is not the same as in a, fair, you know, a fairly developed watershed. Doesn't mean you don't have yellow perch.
Right.
But
you, know, you guys study the land-based environmental effects on the fish. Basically.
That's one thing. Yeah, I mean, right, that's our main thing. You know, there's not a lot of us.
All right, understood.
And really, when you think about the suburbs, they're...
Wait a minute. Before we think about the suburbs, we got to tell the folks about our sponsors, Jim.
Okie doke.
Let me take a short break here.
All right,
and we'll and just here. hang on, and then we have a caller on the line that wants to not necessarily agree with you.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Clyde Sports Shop is ready for hunt season. They've got all the great Browning firearms, the A5 shotgun, and the X-Bolt high-powered rifle. They've got everything you could need, want, or imagine to go with those firearms, ammunition and scopes and slings and accessories. They've got great knives to take in the field with you if you like. Archery tackle, the Kota bow crossbows. They've got the Thompson Center muzzleloaders for those of you getting ready for muzzleloader season and everything that goes along with that as well. So if you're looking to go hunting or even catch up on some fall fishing, we recommend that you go to Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. That phone number there is 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop for fishermen. Fishing hotline is 247-3474. Just in there the other day, had some lines spooled on my reel for my my trip out to Deep Creek. So there you go, Clyde Sports Shop. Now, on Maryland's Eastern Shore, you will find a large supply of archery tackle, particularly crossbows and compound bows. The crossbows from Mission and Barnett and Carbon Express and Parker and Excalibur, and compound bows by Parker and those great Matthews bows all at Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for each Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Don't forget they've got firearms, too, for waterfowl and deer hunting. They got muzzleloaders and supplies as well. They'll tune your bow. They'll cut your arrows. They'll supply you with a Bubba Blade knife if you need one for fishing or hunting. They carry Drake and Under Armour clothing and a full selection of fishing tackle, live bait, and crabbing gear. That's Route 50 East, Exit 39B, Dominion Road for Chesapeake Outdoors. Just cross the Bay Bridge, hit Exit 39B, take that right, go around the block. You'll see their sign before you get to the exit, Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. And coming up on the Eastern Shore, on October 11th, that's Saturday, 2 weeks from now, the Crisfield Outdoor Expo, featuring John Godwin from A&E's Duck Dynasty. That's Saturday, October 11th at Summers Cove Marina. Look, you're going to hunt ducks in the morning anyway. Why not head down to Summers Cove from 10 to 7, and you will see, get to meet John Godwin from A&E's Duck Dynasty. The Crisfield Outdoors Expo's family-friendly day celebrating the outdoors, hunting and fishing, with demonstrations of working retrievers, a duck calling demonstration, and good food, too. Contests include duck picking, bow and arrow competition, decoy retrieving, and a Duck Dynasty look-alike contest. That's my favorite. Grow, so get your beard growing and get down to Crisfield on October 11th. Visit crisfieldoutdoorexpo.com or Facebook for more. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Congratulations, Buck Baum, on your 10th anniversary. Buck Bomb works all season long with its downwind full coverage particulate dispersal spray. It's the easiest and most effective deer scent delivery system. Choose Ambush, Doe Pea, or Vanilla Curiosity scent. And Buck Bomb is your choice for the rut. The traditional Doe and Estrus spray is still number one to attract bucks. The detonator is a canister with a wick that holds any Buck Bomb scent. Hang it on a nearby limb and bring the bucks close. When you're done, simply roll the wick into the canister for another day. The no-leak O-ring seal prevents any scent from escaping. Trigger the detonator with the igniter, a 4-ounce bottle of liquid Doe and Estrus scent. This potent combination is your best bet for the rut. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer, order online at buckbomb.com, or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart. Increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. To participate in the show, call 410-WCBM-680 or 1-800-WCBM-680.
with the animals. Talk with the animals. Grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. And they could talk to me. If I consulted with quadrupeds, I think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles to tea. Or maybe lunch with two or three.
Yeah, let's have a conversation with that black bear in New Jersey and ask him not to eat our friend. All right, we are back. Let's talk to Vincent on the Eastern Shore, and Jim Uphoff with the Maryland Fisheries Service is on the line as our hotline guest today. Go ahead there, Vince.
Hey, good morning.
Jim, can you hear us?
Oh, I can hear.
Okay, go ahead, Vince.
All right, hi, good morning. So I'll get to the point quickly. I'm listening to this discussion, but I really believe that there's got to be a little bit more focus and concentration on the municipalities in terms of retrofitting their controls for the water and the sediment. And let me explain. So as a small sustainable builder, the last 15 years I've been required not only to pull the permit, but to actually get an occupancy permit and final inspection. So I have to comply with sediment and erosion controls, dry wells, water diversion. That's up in the Deep Creek Lake area with watershed or in the area or on the Eastern Shore. All right, so let's look at, just take your example of Baltimore or just Montgomery County in general or PG County and use your example of paving, just the pavement, the pure pavement and the number of roofs. What's happened is there's a lack of real compliance and enforcement with good controls in those areas. And then additionally, where they put in certain types of sewage control, there's one incident after another that, and it has to be recorded, where they have overflow. So what I'm trying to say is this, and I'm not trying to bring in the rain tax. What I'm trying to get to is this. It really has to start pointing the fingers at this large municipality, and it comes with the enforcement. So that may require that an independent IV&V or audit of these areas, and it may have to be a sampling, but it has to be brought to that attention before they keep coming back to the builder and making me pay more and more and more to comply. So
what you're saying then is you need, in your case, Vincent, you need local ordinances that restrict the amount of impervious surfaces, or tell me exactly what you want the municipalities to do.
Well, it's almost near impossible to restrict it, though. I mean,
I'm asking, what do you want? Jim is representing fisheries. He's a researcher. Okay, he has no control over what the General Assembly votes in as far as taxes or regulations on builders. I have friends who are builders, and they're frustrated no end. They're pulling their hair out. You know, they build 200 homes a year in Southern Maryland. The last year, the cost of building that home because of state requirements increased the price of each home by approximately $22,000 on their end. They got to pass that on. They got to make a profit and pass that on to the consumer, which means it drives the prices of the homes higher. So what are you suggesting to Jim, our fisheries guest, who studies these things? What are you suggesting happens to make it better for the builder and better for the development or the community and better for the fish habitat from Jim's point of view?
All right. I'll put Jim's hat on for a moment.
All right.
Okay. So I would lobby for an assessment of the as-is. What the heck has been going on with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation in the state of Maryland, just the state of Maryland, in terms of code enforcement and compliance, so that we have a good baseline to follow? And that means that may be a random sampling or some type of forced sampling over the geographic area. Then by starting with that baseline, it adds a lot of credibility. And for someone like myself, who supports exactly what they're trying to do, but rather than having me as a builder and a fisherman and a hunter having to pick up the tab and then passing it on, it's ridiculous. It's not there.
Let me ask you this, Vincent: with a $400 million shortfall, how's the state to accomplish this?
Great point. So the state has bloated over the last 8 years under this administration, okay, in terms of bureaucracy, finger-pointing, and no accountability.
And now we have a department of not only fisheries, but the Park Service, Wildlife and Heritage, that are dependent on fishermen and hunters for their funding through license sales, through purchases of equipment, through the Wildlife Restoration Fund, the Fisheries Restoration. Wait a minute. Let me finish.
All right.
Restoration Fund, who are primarily funding those. You got a Wildlife and Heritage Service that's getting maybe half a million or less in public funding, and fisheries doesn't get nearly that much public funding as well. I mean, we're talking about no money to buy drywall screws to put up no hunting signs on public parks. Okay, where are these increased oversights? Where's this increased oversight funding supposed to come from?
All right, great point. So that opened up my a thought. So then I would say, come to the people like myself. Come to us, crowdsource this, use social media, and let us help with the baseline assessment and help build this out. So this would be a partnership, right? And Chad, you're going to have to do more with less. But for gosh sake, I mean, I'm not going to go on about the state government or anything. But at this point, take advantage of people like myself or others, do that outreach, and then see where that goes. I mean,
what you're saying, Vincent, is basically what I'm saying to the hunters. Let's get together as a grassroots organization, and let's take back our society and say to our lawmakers and say to our bureaucrats, from the bottom up, from the people that are basically getting the decisions made at the top and imposed on us, let's say to them, hey, here we are as hunters and fishermen out here. We're funding your department. We want a voice from our side rather than having imposition from the top down. We want influence from the bottom up. So you're saying, call a builder symposium. Let's put a number of topics out there for discussion. The builders and developers in Maryland would flock to something like that and pay to have that done, where they could get in front of the folks that make the decisions at the state level, whether it's lawmakers or whether it's state officials, and share their concerns with them, rather than have to go and testify because some lawmaker in some county put some bill in. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Outstanding.
Okay.
So
Vince.
Yeah.
Do it. Organize it. Go for it. Vince?
I do. I feel empowered.
Okay. Great. All right. We got to take a break. Are we good, Vince? Are we good to go? Vince, where'd he go?
Apparently
he hung up?
Good to go.
All right, Jim.
Yeah.
You got an earful there, buddy.
Well, it's not a bad thing.
I know.
We tend to get a lot of dialogue
you're
with
hearing.
The environmental side and not that much with the building side by the nature of who we are and where we work.
There you go. Well, hang on there. Let me tell the folks about a few folks here, and we'll keep going. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right. Yeah. I thought it was great, quite frankly. All right. Hey, Bass Pro Shops. You know where they are, the Arundel Mills. Yep. Right down there in Hanover, Maryland. They welcome you to meet professional hunter Bob Folkrot. I watched Bob on TV last night shoot a desert bighorn in Mexico. Bob is in British Columbia right now. He just took a beautiful 6x6 elk up there. But he's going to be here in Maryland on Sunday afternoon, October 19th, for Sick of Deer Sunday. I don't know if you know it or not, but Bob Folkrot has taken the largest Sick of Deer stag ever filmed with a bow, ever filmed by a national television show, and you can see the exclusive video. Sick of Deer hunters and specialized Sick of Deer vendors will be on hand to celebrate our exclusive little elk. On Sunday, October 19th, someone or two will also win a $50 Bass Pro Shop gift card. Yeah, we're giving a couple of them away right here from the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Not on the air, but at Sick of Deer Sunday at Bass Pro Shops at Arundel Mills. At Sick of Deer Sunday, don't forget, October 19th with Bob Folkrot. Head down there on the 19th and you will enjoy it. That's for sure. I got to tell you about the Crisfield Outdoor Expo 2. That's coming up on the 11th. That's the week before. And that's in Crisfield, Maryland at Summers Cove Marina from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Crisfield, Maryland at the Crisfield Outdoor Expo. That's what it's called. And John Godwin from A&E's Duck Dynasty will be there. Yeah, that's the guy with the little white beard, the big guy with the little white beard. Yep, Crisfield Outdoor Expo is a family-friendly day celebrating the outdoors, hunting and fishing. There's a retriever demonstration, a duck calling demonstration, and good food, too. Contests include duck picking, bow and arrow competition, decoy retrieving, and a Duck Dynasty look-alike contest. Visit CrisfieldOutdoorExpo.com or the Facebook page of the same name. That's CrisfieldOutdoorExpo.com, and we'll see you there. Time for me to tell you one more time about Chesapeake Outdoors right there at on Route 50, just across the Bay Bridge, exit 39B. That's called Dominion Road. And they've got the full complement of firearms and ammunition, muzzle loaders, clothing by Drake for waterfowl hunters. And I like my Drake jacket, by the way. Under Armour clothing, hunting and fishing gear for all seasons. Boots. They've got Bubba Blade knives. A large selection of waterfowl calls from all major brands. In the largest selection of waterfowl calls you've ever seen. It's in the area. If you like waterfowl hunting and you're taking a look at a new call, well, head on down to Chesapeake Outdoors. And you know, they're all waterfowlers and hunters and fishermen. They can tell you where all the good stuff is. Complete line of crossbows and compound bows, all the archery accessories, muzzleloader stuff too. Chesapeake Outdoors, can't say enough about them. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. All the fish and tackle, live bait, and crabbing gear, too. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500.
Big area of high-pressure blankets, much of the mid-Atlantic this weekend. That's going to keep the fine weather in place for us here today. Sunshine, highs today 81. Fair skies tonight, 55. More sunshine tomorrow with a high 82. Skies turn cloudy on Monday, a high 77. Richard Wedigan, the Weather Channel, for Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. You need your full-time job, but you'd like to do something on the side, either to supplement your income or allow you to pursue a non-work-related interest. The trick is getting your boss to let you do it or keep doing it. Before you do anything, check with Human Resources for any rules regarding non-compete agreements and moonlighting. Some companies might prohibit the use of company resources, technology, and intellectual property for outside ventures. That could include things like using your company laptop. Experts say you need to convince your boss or prospective employer your full-time job is your first priority, but that the sideline can benefit the company. Maybe your charity work offers personal development that can improve your full-time work performance. Pitch your boss at the right time, not when he's late for a meeting or crunching figures on cost-cutting. A good pitch to your boss could even net some official support in the form of flexible scheduling, telecommuting, and even financial assistance. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobetis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobetis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobetis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobetis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 800-551-9026. That's 800-551...
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
At the tackle shop, I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction. For all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right, we're back with Jim Uphoff. Jim, anybody that would like to see the kind of work that you guys do can go on the Department of Natural Resources website to the fisheries homepage, right?
Right. We're
if they put FHEP in the search box, it'll take you right to the page.
It should, or it's, I guess we're formally, what are we, the Fish Habitat and Ecosystem Program.
Ecosystem Program, FHEP, yeah. Exactly.
Right. So that should get you there. We've
right.
got information kind of on who we are and some of the places that we work.
The site's very interesting. I'm looking at the sampling studies that you're doing on larval yellow perch. I mean, that's a big species here in Maryland, and you're taking sampling for presence and absence of yellow perch in a lot of different locations around the state.
Right. This is the idea. Well, I mean, that's kind of the
on the boots on the ground. I know that term's overused, but I mean, that's the kind of work that the biologists do, that the data comes back to your department, correct?
Right. I mean, essentially, there's not, as far as we're aware, in estuaries, there's almost no work that's being done on a lot of the that's related to management on the effects of urbanization.
Right.
So essentially, we go out and collect it ourselves.
Sure.
And then this type of presence-absence sampling is very cost-effective.
Sure.
And we can process a lot of the information right in the field.
Well,
and,
Jim,
bring it back and you know, kind of work up. And plus, it also enabled us to go back. The department has a long history of doing, you know, these plankton toads, usually for striped bass.
Sure.
But when you're doing them for striped bass, you're catching yellow perch larvae.
Right.
And so we could build kind of a data set back into the 1960s.
Well, let me connect you with one of our callers here that may share that history with you. Hang on there. What? You know,
I'm guessing who it is, but go ahead.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine.
This is our buddy Dale in Easton.
Hi, Dale.
I trust you well and your crew.
Everybody's doing fine. They just wrapped up the field work last week. So we made it through another year. We haven't broken too much equipment. And we're in pretty good shape.
That's good. Alan, what the work that Jim has done, and it sounds simple, but it's not. He's trying to quantify what the various levels of development and impervious surface mean to fish habitat.
Right.
And again, it sounds simple, but to put an actual number there is extremely difficult.
Yeah, I'm seeing 5% is okay, 10% is borderline, and 15% impervious surfaces, you may as well kiss your fish habitat goodbye.
That's right. And, people see development and say, oh, that's terrible. But without that number, Alan, it's when Jim goes before various county commissioners and things like that, he has a difficult enough job trying to convince them that they need to be have a greater scrutiny on the types and of development that they have. But with actual data and numbers, I won't say it makes it easier, but it makes it more compelling for these people to look at these types of activities.
Look, in general, your county commissioners support growth for the most part. They'll protest a Walmart or whatever, but they support growth and development because they want to increase their tax base in the county.
Exactly.
Bottom line, more money for us. Cut right to the chase, okay? Do you think that for the most part the local officials care about Jim Uphoff testifying before their committee? No, they don't. But guess what? The people who live there and the outdoorsmen, the fishermen, want to say, hey, they put that development in there. There's sewage plants overflowing into our stream. We used to be able to catch fish in this stream, and now we can't. So, in this state, this whole process, in my estimation, is an uphill battle with commissioners, county commissioners, and local officials who want to increase their tax base. And as far as the environment is concerned, what's a few white perch, what's a few yellow perch? But from a fisheries world, from your viewpoint, Dale, and your viewpoint, Jim, you are charged with a sustainable fisheries, and the people that are that are buying the licenses and are buying the equipment expect to go out and be able to have a sustainable level of fish for their investment as well. Am I hitting the nail here?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But there's also a large group of people that we found that can be very effective that simply see fish as a symbol of something they value.
The canary in the mine shaft, in other words.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have folks,
No doubt. Clean air, clean water, of course, a good environment. Absolutely.
And we have what's called the Mattawoman Watershed Society in Charles County that's just done a stellar job of using the information we produce in trying to influence local politics, and the state's weighed in pretty heavily there as well.
Sure.
It's actually probably fairly groundbreaking in terms of doing something different in conservation, in Maryland.
Right.
Our agency, the Department of Planning and so on, State Department of Planning, we're trying to figure out how to do this essentially
right.
to influence comprehensive growth plans.
Right.
And you're right. You get a very quizzical look from county commissioners.
Sure.
But at the same time, they can recognize the politics behind it if you're not standing there alone. It's Bill, if you've got enough people, you have a voice. And in fact, this Tuesday, Margaret McGinty, who's kind of my partner in crime, long term in this kind of work, is going to talk to the county commissioners about the fish habitat in Mattawoman Creek. Tony Redman, who's
within the department. It used to be Office of Sustainability. I'm sorry, I can't remember what they're called now. But
right.
He went, and he's a planner, and he went basically and told them that their comprehensive plan is extremely inconsistent with their, you know, written goals of saving Mattawoman Creek.
Right.
So this is kind of a team effort.
It has to be. Yep.
Are sort of the, I don't know, I guess my analogy, you know, is sort of we've been screaming fire, and now, you know, we finally got some firemen. to at least attempt,
good point.
You know,
yeah.
To start trying to, you know, put some of it out.
Yep.
And it's, you know, it's not necessarily the complete answer from the standpoint of fishermen or hunters, but
it's a step in the right direction and an uphill battle.
It's a different way of looking at things other than just passing regulations,
right.
You know, restricting catch in hopes that you can overcome whatever these problems are.
All right. Hang on there, Jim. Dale, anything else for us, buddy?
Well, Alan, as Jim says, it's a team effort, but
yep.
You've got to have somebody driving the bus. And
exactly.
Jim's been driving the bus.
Time, that's right.
And he's done a hell of a good job.
Indeed.
Because, again, when he started out, and I had firsthand knowledge of this, it was sort of an afterthought. But
yep.
Through his perseverance, he's been able to elevate what they're doing. And fortunately, as Jim said, people are starting to pay attention.
You got to have a bus driver, or the riders get rowdy. All right, Dale.
Jim, best regards.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Dale.
We'll see you.
All right, bye bye. There goes Dale and Charlie. Hang in there. We're going to get to you in just a second. I got to tell the folks about Sick of Deer Sunday at Bass Pro Shops coming up at Arundel Mills. Join professional hunter Bob Folkrod and friends on Sunday afternoon, October 19th, for Sick of Deer Sunday at Bass Pro Shops, Arundel Mills. Bob Folkrod has taken the largest sickest stag ever filmed by a national television show, and you can see the video there. Sick of hunters, the specialized Sick of Deer vendors will be on hand to celebrate our Maryland's exclusive little elk. Someone or two will win a $50 Bass Pro Shop gift card, courtesy of the Outdoors and Radio Show. And that's on Sick of Deer Sunday, October 19th, starts at 11 at Bass Pro Shops at Arundel Mills. Be there and join the fun. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, is ready for hunting season with all the guns and bows and ammunition and gunsmithing and scopes and binoculars and rangefinders and black powder and Thompson Center. You get the idea. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Stop by and see the friendly folks at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. I said that. Phone number 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Fishing hotline 247-347-4247. Fish for the fishermen. And on the Eastern Shore, it's Chesapeake Outdoors. Everything again for fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. From waterfowl to whitetails to sick of deer, they've got the bows, the muzzleloaders, the firearms. They got the fishing and crabbing and live bait at Chesapeake Outdoors. That's exit 39B, Dominion Road. Right after you cross the Bay Bridge, you'll see the big sign. Turn in there at Dominion Road, go around the block, and you're in the parking lot. You'll enjoy your trip to Chesapeake Outdoors, the first choice for hunters and anglers on the Eastern Shore. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse
near you.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Don't miss Les Consulting's Uninhibited Radio, now on Sunday nights at 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we want to thank Jim Uphoff for being here today for the Fish Habitat and Ecosystem Program. Jim, appreciate all your comments. We're trying to make people aware of what's going on out there, and good job today.
All right. Well, I appreciate being able to be on. Sorry about the dogs barking.
Oh, don't worry about the dogs. So,
but this is just another way of getting some information out, and we really appreciate it.
No problem, buddy. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here, and thank you, Jim. F H E P on the fisheries website, and I guess we're gone.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card.